Welcome back to Moments of Love. Today's story is Why is for Yummy. Some people say the fastest way to the heart is through the stomach. For Maria and Theo, it was the only way. They met in the most unlikely of places, the supermarket freezer aisle. She was holding a box of veggie dumplings. He was reaching for a frozen pepperoni pizza. Their hands brushed, apologies were exchanged. Then came a shared laugh over both of them choosing dinner from a box. And from that moment, something thawed. Their first date was simple. Maria invited him to her apartment for a get-to-know-you dinner. Theo showed up with a bottle of wine and a frozen lasagna. Maria blinked, then grinned. Homemade is better, she said. And from then on, the kitchen became their love language. Every Sunday, they cooked together. Not fancy, five-star food. Just yummy food. The kind that made you hum while chewing. The kind that fills more than your belly. Sticky rice and mango. Grilled cheese with garlic butter. The chocolate cake recipe passed down from Maria's grandmother that called for way too much cocoa. And just the right amount of love. As the years passed, their relationship, like their cooking, grew richer. On their third anniversary, Theo burned the risotto. Maria made toast instead. They laughed until they cried. On the night they got engaged, they made pierogi by hand, flour dusting their clothes, the dough too thick, the filling uneven. It was perfect. And later, when life turned serious, when Maria's father passed, when Theo lost his job, they still cooked, quietly, together, kneading grief into bread, stirring hope into stew. Then came the diagnosis. Maria's. Early onset Parkinson's. Her hands trembled, her strength faded. But Theo, he never left the kitchen. Instead, he learned to do what she couldn't. He adapted every recipe. Chopped the onions, whisked the batter, held the spoon while she tasted. And every Sunday, like clockwork, they made something delicious. Even if all she could do was stir once. Even if all he could do was hold back tears. Because yummy food, it wasn't just flavor. It was memories. It was tradition. It was love, served warm. When Maria passed, Theo kept their ritual alive. He started a small cooking class at the local senior center. Sunday Yummies with Theo. But he always left one chair empty and one apron neatly folded. You see, some people leave behind recipes. But Maria? She left behind love. One bite at a time. Thanks for listening. I'm Kiki Heartstopper. And always remember, you matter. You mean something. Go be kind.